Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, DZ, explain to me why we need to know things like the first sighting of Friends stars after Matthew Perry died.
I'm sorry, wait, what?
See these headlines that say Matt LeBlanc
spotted for the first time.
For the first time since Matthew Perry's death. I'm like, well, what did he say about it?
Right.
Nothing.
Oh, he was just out grabbing groceries?
Man. That's it? This is the story?
It's like when people break up and they're like, such and such spotted for the first time since the breakup, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Then what?
And? What'd they say?
I keep seeing these stories. I'm like, that was the story? He was in a car driving?
Yeah.
That was your sighting?
Shocker.
Unbelievable.
No, well, that's literally it.
That's literally the type of stuff that's coming out about Matthew Perry. But I will bring this up. Now, they have a decision to make, his family, Matthew Perry's family.
Okay, what do you mean?
About his star on the Walk of Fame. Okay?
Oh, wait, what?
He's getting a star, which I'm kind of like, how does he not have a star? In the same area as Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
If that's what his family wants.
Oh.
So they're going to have to decide, do they want him near the Friends people?
Or on his own.
Which, yeah, I thought that was actually an interesting part of the story.
That's kind of messy. What if the family's like, no, that wouldn't be his wish?
We would live for that.
Dog.
Because we talked about the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Where you told me about the clip where Matthew Perry spoke up and said he hadn't talked to these people in a long time.
He called Cap, said, "Nah, they ain't nobody hit me up. I don't know what they're talking about keeping in contact."
If that's not his legendary show, quote unquote, that he doesn't want to be a part of, then maybe that's not where his star is on the Walk of Fame.
Where else would you put him?
Next to Salma Hayek for that one movie they did together in the 90s.
Yeah, that one.
Was a joke.
Yeah, that one movie.
Mm-hmm. Never mind.
I know. I think I know the movie you're talking
about. Nobody knows it. It's fine.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Happy
Morning.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Finally here.
We made it.
You came out last night for the premiere of Show Me Milwaukee.
That was really cool.
Thank you for doing that.
It was an awesome time. Watching three episodes, let alone yours, was amazing. And then hearing everybody talk about their experience was top notch.
Yeah, we were at the Harley Davidson Museum at Rumble, which I had never been in, which is the room upstairs above Motor, the restaurant.
I had never been on Harley Davidson campus.
Oh my gosh, so cool. There.
That was an experience. And now I'm like, all right, now I definitely got to come back and get to it.
Yeah, the episode's out now on the Very Local app. And DZ and I are in it. They visit Kiss FM. It's really cool. It's an episode of Show Me Milwaukee.
It was fire.
So just download the Very Local app. It's totally free. Okay, we need to talk about morning routine because I want to know what the longest thing you do in the morning is, meaning what takes you the longest? What is the longest thing? Tell me the truth.
All right. I'll keep it a buck with you. Okay. So what takes me the longest out of anything in my day is just to convince myself to get dressed.
Are you the guy that takes forever to pick out an outfit? Oh, God.
And then I put it on in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
When I finally find it, because I'm like, no, I don't like those boxers. No, those either. All right, I'll wear these. Socks, nope. Getting dressed takes forever because it takes me long to pick. And it's not like it takes me forever to get dressed. It takes me forever to just conceptualize what I feel like wearing and then actually convince myself to put it on my body, because I'll sit there for a good 5-10 minutes if I got the time and just stare. Having to put clothes on. That's me.
That's you.
Getting dressed.
Getting dressed. Mine is getting up.
What part of your morning routine takes the longest? Mine's getting up.
You like getting up out of bed?
Yeah.
Oh, you like that warmth, yeah. The comfort, the snuggling?
I hate getting up. Ooh. I hate getting up. I love to snooze. And then, I mean, if you really want to go there, it would be technically when I do my hair and shower. That's the longest. It's a nightmare.
I feel that. I feel
my
like
hair takes like half an hour.
For a lot of people, it might be the shower, because once that water hits,
if I wash my hair, it's over.
Ooh.
Like, see you next year.
Allie's running behind.
Seriously.
And she woke up early.
And I woke up early and I'm still running behind. What part of your morning routine takes the longest? I want to know. I already know what some guys are going to say.
In the bathroom. Well, yeah, of course. Because
I can already hear it.
Sometimes you got to sit down in the morning. You feel me?
414-533-1037. What part of your morning routine takes you the longest? We're going to talk about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, talking about what part of your morning routine takes the longest. You said
it's definitely just getting dressed, putting clothes on my body, more putting my body into clothes is what it feels like for me.
Well, Dan's in East Troy this morning, so let's pull him up and see what he's gonna say. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Allie. Good morning, DZ.
What's the word, Dan? Talk to us.
I would have to say just getting my butt out of bed.
He's like you.
Yep. It's the same.
What is it for you guys? What is it that makes y'all just not want to get up?
Everything.
Just being tired. Just overworked, you know?
Tired.
Just, my God. I mean, being an economic slave in the United States of America is a pain in the butt for all of us. But apparently, we don't have homesteading and we can't take care of ourselves, so we have to give money for somebody else to do it.
I got advice for you, man.
Yeah.
Go to bed earlier.
I know. Yeah, you are absolutely right. I am not going to disagree with that. You are absolutely right. Get my butt to bed earlier.
Dan,
oh, yeah.
Dan, we
I've done
love
that.
It.
Dan, I've gone to bed at 5 p.m. and still not wanted to get up the next day. So let's not.
I know, right? But like, you get overslept and it's like, oh, dude, I really don't want to get up.
It's
easier to get up and I start going and get my schedule going, get a little A&A going, a little attitude adjustment, and then I'm all right.
Attitude adjustment. I like it. A&A.
A&A.
Yep. Attitude adjustment.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Dan. I'm with you on the needing to
take care, guys.
You too, man. Later.
I feel like I had so much more energy, and now it's like dwindled out, man. I don't know what's going on. So, anyway. All right. Dan, thank you for calling. You want to pull up Ricky now? He's the one that called from Florida. He's back in Milwaukee calling from the South Side.
Oh, this Ricky?
Yes.
Wait, he's South Side Ricky?
He is.
Oh, morning, Ricky.
Buenos dias.
Wepa. Talk
How's
to
it
us.
Going?
What takes the longest in your morning, man?
Man, I'll be honest with you. Not even going to lie. Knowing I have to go to work.
It's true. As much as I love our job, the first thing I thought when I woke up was, I can't wait to be done and go back to sleep.
Especially today. You're just like, yo, listen, I'm trying to go
home. It's Friday. I just want out, you know?
So, yeah.
I feel like Ricky's the type to like putz around the house and look for other stuff to do before work. Like, oh, maybe I can get these dishes done real quick.
Oh, I do that. That's one of my biggest issues is I'll think I have time to do something else before I leave, and I don't.
You don't.
And I'm screwing around.
I'm the same way. So the hardest part for me is brushing my hair in the morning, thinking about should I go to work or should I not go to work.
So do I want to call out sick today as he's combing his hair for work?
Ricky always goes though, doesn't he?
Oh, Ricky always pulls
he
up
always
to work.
He always goes though.
He thinks about not though.
Same.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh, Ricky, thanks for calling. Glad to hear you're back in Milwaukee.
Yeah, man. Later,
bye.
Brother.
Have a good one. Thank you so much.
You too, man. We'll holler at you Monday for day three.
Jamie's in Twin Lakes this morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hey, what are you up to?
Yeah, what takes you the longest this morning?
My children.
Oh,
every day, all day.
So what's she up to, getting these kids ready?
I'm telling you, when the few times I'm home in the morning, it's a nightmare trying to get them kids out the door. Like, I feel for you. Go on, though, Jamie.
It's their world. I just live in it.
Yep.
And it's, I mean, I'm done and ready in half an hour.
Yep.
An hour and a half later,
still
we finally
staring at you.
Uh-huh.
Every time. I mean, this happens all the time where I'm like, okay, I'm ready. You ready? And I had given them warning after warning after warning after warning, and they're still in their rooms. No socks and shoes. No coat.
Nothing.
And then they look at me, Jamie, and they go, where are we going? After this goes on for like an hour.
Oh, now you want to know.
My favorite, though, is we get in the car. Oh, wait. I forgot. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, they do that to me. I need to go back in and get something.
No, you don't. You ain't have it when you left the house. You don't need it. No, you don't. I do not envy y'all, even though I'm literally on the way
to
that.
You're on the way to that. Get ready.
You are.
You're going to be waiting on them kids.
Yay me.
Well, Aaron's going to be waiting on them kids, not you.
What?
And during the week?
In the morning,
yes.
Maybe, yeah.
5 days a week, Aaron's going to be waiting on them
But
kids.
Then in the afternoon, I'm the one waiting on
That's
them.
That's true, but we're talking about the morning routine right now, DZ.
You right.
So don't take it personally. It's just the morning.
Just don't discredit dads like that, man. We out here.
I'm not discrediting dads. I'm talking about you. You should be happy. I'm telling you. Jamie, tell him he'll thank us later that he doesn't have to be there
you
anymore. He'll thank us later.
Because it is... one thing after another.
Let them kids be 4 and 6 and then take one morning off. You're going to be screaming.
I'll report back.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jamie.
Have a great day.
Bye.
You too.
Allie's in Tulsa this morning, last but not least. Good morning, Allie.
You're right here. What are you talking about?
Shut up.
Morning.
Hey, Allie.
Morning.
Hey, guys.
What takes you the longest in the morning?
So on the mornings I don't have my kids, mm-hmm. It is just getting my butt out of bed in the first place. Mm-hmm. I am a alarm snoozer, like you would not believe.
How many
this
times?
This morning, I'm in college full-time. I have 4 kids. Whoa. I work full-time.
Whoa, my big up, big flex.
Is,
damn.
My schedule's packed. I am losing my mind every day. So I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, literally just exhausted.
I feel like a total loser now.
Right. I'm like, I got nothing to complain about.
I'm like, I get off at noon. I'm done.
She's like, I'm jam-packed 24 hours a day.
Full schedule.
No
work,
rest, no sleep.
Kids, school.
I think I only said that I have kids. I'm a single mom of 4 kids.
Oh. On top of that. Oh, hats off to you.
Not much happening over there, huh?
Yeah, no, you ain't busy.
Yeah, no, I've got all the time in the world.
Yeah, sounds
like
it.
So, like, this morning, I have clinicals on Friday at Select Hospital in St. Francis. I am there for 13 hours on Fridays from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Wow.
And
you have 4 kids you're thinking
5.
About. Unbelievable. I don't even know how I would do it.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to get up at 5. I got up at 5:40 this morning.
Oof.
Because I hit snooze so many times.
Yeah.
That's what takes me the most time.
She snoozed for 40 minutes. I relate.
What takes Allie the longest? Snoozing her alarms.
Snoozing. Allie and Allie, we can relate, girl.
Twins.
I feel you. Twinsies. All right, Allie.
Right?
Well, thank you. You know what? Go to your clinicals and then get some sleep. You don't have time to get sleep. She got kids.
She better find 5 minutes somewhere.
She doesn't have time.
It's movie night afterwards. We do movie night.
Oh, that's good.
10.
You sleep on the couch while they watch the movie.
That's right. It's movie night, which means it's mom nap time.
You win.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, DZ gives his input daily on What Would DZ Do? And today it involves dating someone you're not interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Make it make sense. The math ain't math in here.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I think I can make sense of this for Kim.
Okay, I want to hear what Kim said.
Kim hit us up, says, again, literally gets right into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 39 and he's 42. We've known each other for years. Went to the same college, both athletes, later worked at the same company for a number of years. Recently, he reached out wanting to reconnect, asked if I wanted to join him to train. And the old athlete in me loved the idea of getting back into shape with someone who understands your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed, and we've worked out a few times, but now things have started to turn. He's been really turning up his charm, having flowers delivered to my job, giving me gifts from new trainers to jewelry. Oh, new shoes. I've accepted these gifts as to not be rude or dismissive, but making sure he heard my thanks, friend, every time. Thanks, friend. Buddy, old pal. Just the other day, he was telling me about how he'd always had a crush on me, but was being respectful to my then partner. I've been divorced for close to 5 years now, and am only recently becoming open to seriously dating. My problem is that I don't really see him as my type. I feel like we've known each other too long, and I wouldn't want to ruin our newly reestablished friendship. Yet, he's so sweet and kind that I feel like I should at least give him a chance with the thought that you never know unless you try.
Mm.
What would you do about considering dating someone you're not interested in?
Do you want to make out with them, Kim? Yes or no? Okay, yes or no, because I'm not feeling a yes right now.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
What is she forcing it for?
Well, you don't know unless you try.
Maybe.
And that's what she's going with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though that might be the case. I'm sorry to say, Kim, you passed that point. And I don't think you need to worry about him like that. Keep him as a friend.
Yeah.
Don't ruin that friendship.
I couldn't agree more. Just because somebody's a good guy doesn't mean you have to force dating them.
Right.
I think that's what Kim needs to tell herself.
Right.
You're going to meet good guys that you're not going to be interested in. And that's okay.
And if it is meant to be, guess what? He's going to continue to pursue. And then one day, maybe that light bulb will click for you. And you're going to go, you know what? Yes. If it's meant to be, y'all will be. But what I do say Kim needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Return the gifts.
Ah, Kim, you think so?
Yeah, well, she can't do nothing about the flowers, right?
Yeah, right.
But the jewelry, the shoes, and anything in between has got to go back because she is sending mixed signals and mixed messages. Matter of fact, I don't even think they could keep working out together.
Really?
Unfortunately, giving him the wrong idea. Giving him the wrong idea. I bet you he already feels some type of connection and is going, oh, man, she's into me. She just don't know it yet.
Oh, no, he thinks she wants him, I'm sure.
Exactly.
I'd be sure of it. Or, he's sending all that kind of stuff.
Or at least he's pursuing her so hard that he thinks she's gonna eventually want him if he doesn't think that now. Mm-hmm. Right? You gotta give all that back and you might have to ruin that newly reestablished friendship.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying ruin it by dating, but ruin it by stepping away because you are sending him the wrong message. And if you break this man's heart, it's gonna break this man's spirit. Y'all ain't sitting there 15, 16, 17 just dating, doing whatever.
No.
Young.
She needs to tell him, but I also am not gonna blame her because some dude's sending her stuff over. You know what I mean? It's not like she's telling him she's interested in him.
Yeah,
it's not like she's giving him play. It's not like she's making out with him.
She's trying not to be rude and dismissive by taking the gifts.
Yeah.
She's being rude
by taking the gifts.
Not dismissive, obviously, but she's being rude by taking the gifts because under the context, he's going, oh, she accepted the gift, so there's a chance. There's a chance. Every little thing that you take from that is another there's a chance in his mind. You can't do that.
You're giving him hope.
Don't give this man hope.
You're giving him hope.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Dog, stop giving this man hope. Kim, you gotta cut it. Completely cut it.
The end.
Yeah, 100%. The end. That's it. Nothing else, bro. Straight up.
So Kim has known a guy for years, and now he's basically pursuing her like crazy.
Oh.
And she's not really interested in him. So she's wondering if she should consider it because it probably looks good on paper, right?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a great guy on paper.
And I guarantee you, some people would say, well, I mean, it's just dating. Because she is seriously dating. Then don't seriously date him. Just, you know, hang out casually. See what flourishes. Go on a date.
You know each other for too long, though.
Go to dinner. Well, it wouldn't have happened because she was married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But even now, he's sending her all this stuff. Something would have happened by now if it was going to happen. I'm sorry. They're not 12.
Nah, dog.
They're 39 and 42. They're going to make out if they want to make out.
Yeah, I mean, and come on. I feel like you understand under the context of she might not have been ready to talk to anybody, and now she's regressing and kind of experiencing these new sensations for the first time again. Right?
All right?
Some people might go, no, go ahead, go on a date, enjoy it. It's nothing harmless. It's going to be harmless.
Yeah.
It's going to be harmful. Oh, it's going to be harmful. Excuse me.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. People are going to get hurt.
There's no harmless in this. Y'all are too established in your own to then now come together and then go apart and everything just be copacetic.
Right. 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number and we will talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today we're talking about Kim, who basically wants to know what she should do about a guy who's pursuing her hard, a really good guy.
You know what I feel like this is?
The guy she's known forever, yeah.
I feel like she's looking for somebody to answer for her so she doesn't got to answer herself.
Ah, she doesn't want to just say, no, I don't like you, stop giving me stuff, and here's your stuff back?
Maybe.
No. She doesn't want to do the hard part.
Well, because that's what I think she needs to do. Not just not go on a date with him, but also return everything possible that he's given you in that time. So he fully understands that this ain't going to happen.
The worst part of dating is being rejected or the fear of rejection.
That's true.
And that's probably why she doesn't want to hurt his feelings.
Right? Yep.
So, I don't know. Let's go to Amanda this morning in Racine.
Turn down for one! Happy Friday!
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, tell us, what do you think Kim should do?
I think she should go for it. See what happens.
Come on.
And I actually have experience with this.
Oh, told you.
I had experience with this.
Somebody was going to say it.
I didn't like my husband either until I forced myself to date him.
Until we had our kid. No, Amanda, for real.
It could go one of two ways. Either, for me, I dated a guy for 2 weeks and I got to watch a full season of Dexter. Like, she got her gift, so I got something out of it. Or it could be the love of your life, because with my husband, I didn't see anything at first, and it ended up being the love of my life. So,
wow.
It could go one of two ways.
Aww. Would you look at the full circle? Kim, you know what? You know what? Marry that guy.
Aww.
just jump the broom, y'all. Start
She's
having
like,
babies.
I actually like him. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk?
He ended up being pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually like my husband. Who would have thunk?
Not many wives.
Not many. And they don't like their husbands now. No, Amanda, that's fair. Amanda said, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Just give it a shot.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, at the end of
the day. Or you find the love of your life.
At the end of the day, yeah, it could be a wash. And sure, the friendship might end, but at least you tried.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, Amanda.
All right. Thanks for calling, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Evan is in Hale's Corners, and this is day two for Evan getting through. Good morning, Evan.
Okay.
Good morning. Okay, so right away, no one likes a simp, okay?
Ooh.
No one likes a simp. All right,
says
you can try as hard as you want to.
Speak for yourself.
That part, Evan.
Speak for yourself.
You know, sometimes the simps be pimps, baby.
You can simp me all day, okay? If I like you, simp me, okay?
So that's what my next point was going to be, Allie.
The key
feature.
You got to be liked.
Yep.
Yes. True. If you're gonna simp, then you have to be prepared for the lady here, Kim, to milk it as long as she can. And to Kim, life is short. If someone wants to throw nice things your way all the way until you get tired of it or they get tired
of it, he's not wrong.
Then so be it. Take
it. He's not wrong.
You know what you can do also to really cut him off? Show him some other big, handsome man that you like. And he'll
start asking for advice on other dudes. Friend zone him harder.
Evan.
Friend zone him harder.
That was it. That was it.
Hey, that might be a good way to do it, too. Hold on.
And, Evan, you'll have to agree with DZ and I on this. We've talked off the air about this. Nobody wants someone simply, like, you don't want somebody being a stage five clinger until you like them back.
Oh, yeah.
And then exactly. When you like them back, being a stage five clinger is totally cool. But if you don't like them, they're a stage five clinger.
You can both be stage five clingers at that point.
Yes. Because stage five clinger to stage five clinger cancels out. You
know
what I'm saying?
Right. But if they're a clinger and you don't like them, they're a clinger.
It's a big no-no. Red flag. Red flag.
It's simping. Same thing. You simp me? Ew. Unless I like you back. Aw.
Right. I'll simp you right back. Yeah. Exactly right.
I like this man's points, though. Because think about it. I ain't want to turn down free meals like that. So
yeah,
this is kind
short,
of life
know?
Is short. Why are you going to turn down a free meal?
Evan, we started this with DZ saying, you got to give it all back. And now DZ's like, yeah, take the dinners.
I'm getting swayed, yo. I ain't even going to lie. Like, maybe just screw it. Why not, Kim? What else are you?
It's not Kim's fault if this guy wants to just give her stuff all day. He should learn his lesson.
What else is Kim doing?
I agree. What else is Kim doing? All right. Thanks for calling, Evan. We'll talk
Thank
to you for
guys.
Day three next week.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, later,
bye.
Man.
Amber, last but not least, is in Milwaukee. Good morning, Amber. What do you think Kim should do?
Good morning. I think this is a case of survivor's guilt.
Survivor's guilt?
Meaning she feels bad that she doesn't like him back, right? Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, explain.
No. She said she was married previously and they passed. So she
This is an interesting take.
To move on from another person because she has guilt about moving on from that person.
Oh.
Honestly, I think she should go ahead and go on a date.
Okay.
She's already calling him sweet and kind.
Yeah, true.
So,
what happened to her ex? He died?
No. She's just saying, like, survivor's guilt as far as, like, they're no longer together. She feels some type of way about moving on. The survivors of, like, now I'm...
Oh, she's worried about her ex.
Yeah, basically.
Oh. Well, that would be nice in a divorce split. Most people are not like, aw.
That's a spin.
I get it, though, that people sometimes are afraid to hurt their significant other.
Right.
So they stay together or don't leave. Yeah.
See them moving on and they're like, well, I don't want them to see me happy.
It's been 5 years, though.
Yeah, that is true.
I feel like we've had enough of a gap, Amber, that like that should not be an issue.
Yeah.
It's not like she's dating someone else 5 months after she...
I've been with you for a while, and she's been single for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing both of y'all equally. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not saying people don't do that for 5 years, but you gotta move on at some point.
Yeah.
You gotta move on with your life.
When you're ready to, right? Dang. Yes. Well, but Amber's saying, and like everybody else has said, just give it a chance. Mm-hmm. Why not? She's feeling some type of way. Yeah. That's your type of way.
Yeah.
Don't bring that on to him. Just maybe he can help you out of that funk.
And not to mention, I mean, come on. Any guys that randomly contacts you after years of not being around each other, and then it's like, hey, you want to go work out?
You want to hang out? That is true. Come on, she's so right. She should have known from jump he was trying something.
Mm-hmm.
He should have. Mm-hmm. You know what, Amber? Dang.
It's true.
Facts.
It's true. She's not wrong.
She should have picked
it
up.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Amber. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
You too.
Some interesting perspectives, although I'm sticking with Evan. Evan was my favorite today. Take it all. Not your problem. 103.7 Kiss FM. Happy Friday.
Friday, you mean?
Woo-wee!
I'm so corny. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Last chance at Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45 this morning.
Oh, are you chomping at the bits? I know you are.
So many people have won those tickets on this show. Now, two things we have to cover quickly before Am I the Jerk?
Two things?
We're on baby watch.
Oh, yeah.
You are due any day now.
Let me check my phone. Oops, I gotta go.
You do not. Stop it. No, she didn't have the baby, did she?
No.
So we're going to be on baby watch at 7:20-25 every day until this baby comes.
Yeah,
because
basically.
It's the due date is the 14th or the 17th?
The 17th is our original due date.
And? How are we feeling?
We're feeling still very pregnant. So as of right now, we are still pregnant and not having a baby.
When's your next doctor appointment?
Friday.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Today. I was like, when you said Friday, I thought, wait, isn't today Friday? It must be Thursday. Okay.
I don't know what day it is,
today
dog.
Today is your next appointment.
Today is our next appointment.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
They're on Fridays now, right?
Yeah. Every Friday, right.
So today you'll go in.
Yeah, and we'll, I mean, it's routine now. Like, they're just checking the heartbeat, checking my wife's blood pressure.
You're on weekly.
And then, all right, pat her on the butt and say, good job. We'll see you next week if you make it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, the pressure's on.
I'm so excited for you guys. And this is going to be different because Sammy came 2 months early and was in the NICU. So you've never had a baby like this all the way up to full term.
No, this is our first experience as second time parents, which is wild to say.
When they hand you your baby and you leave the hospital, you're not going to know what to do in 2 days.
I'm really not. I've thought about this, and I'm going to question everything about what they're doing. Be like, are y'all sure we can leave? Y'all do not want to do a car seat test?
You're going to be all right.
Oh, we don't got to. Oh, that's only for NICU babies? Oh, I didn't know that. My bad.
Yeah, everything you did was based around a NICU baby at the time. It's gonna be different in a good way.
In a good way.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. All new experiences for real.
All right. Well, baby watch every day around this time. And then thank you for coming out last night to see the episode of Show Me Milwaukee that you and I are both in.
I mean, you know, I had to pull up and support. I wanted to see myself on camera.
We had a great scene at Kiss FM. It's so cool. If you want to see us behind the scenes doing the show, go watch this episode of Show Me Milwaukee because that's exactly how the episode starts.
Yeah, that's true.
It starts with us.
That's a good point. I never really thought about the fact that people don't know what the station looks like and always wonder.
Or what we do or where we stand or how, they have no idea.
Right.
That we have headphones on and all these things.
Well, all you know, we're hanging from the ceiling right now and you wouldn't know the ladder.
And maybe I am. Maybe I am.
I'm not.
But it was really funny because you guys, what they did was there is this show called Show Me Milwaukee put on by these great producers, Aaron and Jenny B. who I've met through mutual friends.
From Tall Tale.
Yes, and they asked me if I wanted to be a guest host with DJ GA, our coworker. He is the host of Show Me Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's his show, right.
And it's so cool. They go all over Milwaukee. I've learned so much about this city that I didn't know living here as long as I have. And so on my episode, we went to the Harley Museum.
Dope.
We went to the radio station.
Of course.
It starts here at Kiss FM. We went to a creamery in Bayview that is actually turning over, so there's no point in even shouting out.
What?
it's turning over right now. Somebody else is buying it.
Aww.
Yeah, Ron's buying it.
But it's still going to be Clock Shadow Creamery?
I don't know if it's going to be Clock Shadow, but they're going to make cheese, so don't worry.
Okay, well then,
don't worry about that. And then we rang the bell at City Hall. We climbed 300 stairs to the top of City Hall. I'll never forget that day. With the mayor. 300 stairs. I was like...
Were your legs burning?
My heart was burning. Okay, right. Not my legs. Let me tell you.
My heart was burning.
I was like, oh,
is this the big one?
Are we to the top yet? And they'd be like, nope. Dude. Can we turn another corner? Nope.
Dog, pull back the curtain a little bit. When you guys got to the top, did y'all have to take a minute to catch your breath before y'all got into recording?
We all did that thing where we didn't want to lean over on our knees and like you do at sports. So we're all standing up straight trying to act like we're not out of breath. And remember, people are carrying camera equipment up those stairs. So
and it's not light.
I didn't have anything in my hands. I had it good. Now, I want to leave everyone with the best story of the night, though, last night, DZ, which is that you showed up to the premiere.
Yeah.
And you walked in and I saw you and I said, DZ.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me get you a drink. What do you want? And you go, what are you drinking? And I said, Vodka Club with a lime. What do you want? And you go, I'll have a Sprite and vodka. And I go, no prob.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and I was never seen again.
And I didn't see you for like an hour. You were just gone.
And the best part is, I forgot that I went to get you a drink until I saw you again.
An hour later.
I never got him a drink. I somehow got distracted. Somebody said something to me. And when I saw you an hour later, we were talking for a good 2 minutes before I went, oh,
I never got you a drink.
I totally forgot. Totally. Like, I was like, DZ, I never got you. And you had a drink in your hand.
Which I wasn't worried about whatsoever because I am more than fully capable to grab my own beverage.
That's even though, not the point.
I get it.
I said, let me buy you a drink. And then I disappeared and I never came back.
You know what's funny? Can I tell you something?
God.
I watched this whole thing happen.
You watched me disappear?
I watched and I let it happen.
Who did I talk to? What distracted me? So, what even happened next? I don't know.
You did go to the bar because I was talking to Xavier. I was dapping him up.
I did go to the bar.
I was talking to Corey, all them, like at the
Corey
back.
Corey Piper, yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You walked to the bar.
Yeah.
Got in line and then started a conversation with somebody.
Oh, no.
And literally, like, the ADD in us kicked in full, like, hardcore. Because they were like, okay, the episode's about to start. And y'all just whoop, turned and went.
And
just
walked
away. And I watched you walk towards your seat then stop, talk to more people. And I went, oh, she forgot.
I can't believe I did that actually. I can't say I can't believe I did that. That's so mean. But there were so many people we knew there. We were having a good time talking to people.
Well, and everybody's going,
I'm
Allie.
Sorry.
Oh, Allie.
I'm sorry. Episode
being the one of the feature episodes and being the first one we watched, as soon as they said, hey, the episode's about to start, I feel like people went to their seats because they didn't want to miss anything.
Yeah, and they knew I'd yell at them if they weren't in their seats because I was there.
So as soon as Allie starts walking.
Shut up, it's my episode.
As soon as you start walking, everybody started walking. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll get my own drink then.
Well, I'm sorry. I just want you to know I am the jerk, okay? Because if the question was, am I the jerk for telling DZ I'm going to go buy him a drink and disappearing forever? Yes, I am the jerk. My bad.
I disagree, but everybody agrees. God. Everybody can answer for themselves. No, I'm just playing.
I do believe you, though, that I got distracted.
Yeah. Oh, I watched the entire sequence happen, and I went, okay, good. Good. Don't even worry about it. I'm glad you forgot, Allie.
Everyone go watch because the episode is really cool. You can watch the whole season almost. Gilbert Brown's the last episode. That's not out yet.
No, that's
but
not out
Chelsea
yet.
Chelsea Mimmel, the Olympian. People don't realize she's from West Dallas. She's a gymnast. She has 8 freaking medals, people.
And world championships.
She has a gym in New Berlin, a gymnastics place, M&M Gymnastics. Yep. I saw her last night. I go, Chelsea, do you remember being on the morning show in 2009? She's like, vaguely. And I'm like, I remember you coming in with all your... I have a picture with her medal somewhere. I can't find it.
Really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
So she has an episode. Go watch them. Show Me Milwaukee. It's totally free on the Very Local app. You just download the app and watch all the episodes.
Very local and very worth it.
You can binge them this weekend and learn a lot about Milwaukee. That's the cool part. Mm-hmm. All right. Am I the Jerk is next. It involves somebody going after a guy that their friend likes.
Oh, snap.
Are they off limits? Are you the jerk?
I guess we're going to have to see, huh?
There's more to the story that we'll tell you next. Good morning.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay. Are you allowed to go after somebody that your friend has a crush on? Sounds juvenile, but it's much more common than you think.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Are you? That is the question today. Zena wrote in and she wants to be anonymous, so I changed it to Zena from what her name was.
Okay, I know a Zena too. That's funny.
Yeah, She said that she and her crush have known each other since they were in K-4 together, Allie and DZ.
Oh, bet.
We graduated this past May. We're 18, so we started college together in Milwaukee this fall. And now we've met a lot of new people, including a new girl that likes him a lot.
Bet. Also, there's a new girl in the picture. Okay.
There's a new girl in the picture. She has become a good friend of mine, and she has started liking my crush as well. The problem is my crush and I have been platonic since K-4.
Okay.
I don't know if he likes her, but she likes him. And I really want to finally go after him now that we're in college together. So she's finally going to make a move on the guy she's liked since K-4.
Right.
But now she's friends with a girl who really likes him, too.
Also likes him.
And I know it sounds petitious, but it's much more common than you think, people.
No.
Liking the same person when you have friends. Let's be real.
Petitious is only the first word because so many other emotions come after because it's so relatable.
Or she just likes him now that somebody else likes him, which could also be the issue here.
Or she likes him more. Because, I mean, she says she's liked him since 4K.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for going after this guy now that she actually has a friend who likes him. But she's known him for the longer.
Does that matter?
I don't know. Because you've had all this time to make a move. Where the hell were you?
Exactly.
Where were you?
Right. And if something were to have happened, don't you think it might have happened by now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it wrong to go after someone that your friend is interested in? Because that then essentially you're going to end a friendship. So which one do you want to pick, the guy or the friend?
Right.
Which one's more important to you?
Are you going to go sisters before misters? What are you doing?
It depends on the girl.
414-533-1037.
She wants to go after the guy that her friend likes. Is he off limits? Is she the jerk if she actually pursues him?
I don't know. I'm leaning towards no.
I say she's a jerk.
I'm leaning towards no because it feels like free game.
You know somebody else likes him. Back up.
Nobody's done nothing about nothing.
You didn't say you liked him. Now somebody else did. Back up. Somebody claimed him.
It's anybody's game, though.
You had 18 years, honey.
It's anybody's game. Now it's a competition.
Now it is.
You didn't have none before, but now it's a competition. I'm saying no. It's free game.
Free game. Okay. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number and we'll see what people think.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Zena wants to know if she's the jerk for going after the guy that her friend likes. She's known this guy since basically kindergarten.
Diaper days, we can call it, yo.
And now they're in college in Milwaukee. They started this fall, and another girl now likes him. And she's like, hold on, I like him.
That's my shiny thing.
So she's the jerk for going after the guy her friend likes. Oh, boy. Shannon's in West Dallas this morning. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. LL. Hey, Shannon.
Hello.
All right. What do you think? Is Zena a jerk for going after the guy her friend likes? The age-old debate.
Zena is not a jerk.
Ooh.
Dang. Talk to us.
I mean, first, did her friend ask her if she liked him? If she did, then possibly a jerk. But if she didn't, no. And you guys had said, you know, if something was going to happen, it would have already happened. What if she couldn't date till she was 18?
Oh, strict parents, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean you actually listen.
Well, that's some people ain't like us.
But I don't think she's a jerk. I mean, if she's like someone this long, she's got to give it a shot. Because if she doesn't, she's going to wonder for the rest of her life.
That part indeed. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you say not the jerk. Go after it. All right.
Go after it.
Go get your man, girl. Go get your man.
Thanks for calling, Shannon.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Audrey's calling from Milwaukee this morning. Audrey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so the age-old debate. Is Zena the jerk for going after the guy her friend likes?
Is it free game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to put it like this. Like, technically, you know, granted she's known him for her whole life, but that is a whole lot of opportunity that she had to... At least talk to him. And then the level of communication that she has with him, she should have been like, you know, I had a crush on you since K-4.
Mm.
But that conversation never came up. So that time and opportunity has long passed.
Yikes.
So what she should do to not ruin the potential future friendship that she has with this new friend that she just made, mm-hmm. say and you really like him, because I've known him since K-4, let me tell you about him. Because if that engagement doesn't work, then now, girl, you got your shot, because she already got turned down.
Mm.
You know, let her have her just do's or her opportunity, because at the end of the day, she's known him since K-4, so she already knows what he likes and what he doesn't like.
And even if they date or don't date, she's still going to be around, because they've known each other for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to give y'all a little backstory. Like, my husband and I have known each other since middle school, but he has had multiple girlfriends. I have sat on the sidelines watching this man have relationship after relationship.
And you liked him the whole time?
And I liked him the entire time.
Audrey!
And the whole thing is, but here's the thing. The reason why I didn't engage with him is because I loved him as a friend, and I didn't want to ever see him hurt. And at the time when we were younger, we weren't in that opportunity to actually see each other in that manner.
Sure.
So here we are. Here we are, adults. I'm 39. He's 40. And we just got married in June. We've been dating for 6 years. We've been together for 6 years.
Yes,
and he has two beautiful children who I love deeply.
Aww.
And it's like, it's our moment. It's our time. So for her, the only advice I can give her is let her friend go ahead and give her shot. And if that shot doesn't work, swoop on in and be the saver.
Ooh.
And be the little band-aid in the bomb to make him feel like, oh, it's okay. I'm always going to be here for you.
So wait, but Audrey, are you saying, so she's the jerk though, or she's not the jerk?
She's a jerk for now wanting to actually jump on him because she's got a friend that likes him.
She
like,
waited too
seriously,
long.
Now you thought about it. You had all these years.
Agreed.
That's kind of a jerk move. That's a dick move.
Audrey saying she's the jerk. Keep waiting. Let her shoot her shot.
Yeah.
Be ready to grab the board, baby. Grab that rebound. That gave me chills,
dog. At the end of the day, you're still going to be there for him. Mm-hmm. And if it was in the stars for you to date that man, he would actually make his move to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, in my opinion, I'm a little old fashioned. I don't really like to chase men. I like to let the men see what they really want in life. And then, hey, I'm here for you.
She's like, I didn't go for him. I waited for him to come to me.
Listen, I just like Purdy.
And
you know
he sought me out. He contacted me on Facebook. We started hanging out. We got to know each other on a more personal level.
You
and then
up
we
together.
Ended up being
we get
together.
It. Audrey, we get it. It's fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, Audrey. We appreciate your input.
Thank you. I love you guys' show. I couldn't wait to get through.
Let's go. We love you back, Audrey.
We love you too.
Have a great day.
You as well. You guys be blessed.
Bye.
She had some great
too.
Input.
Dude.
People are texting in saying, yes, she's the jerk. If her friend is interested, he's off limits.
Audrey's literally the mm-hmm. story in its finale. Mm-hmm. Like, she waited, she played her role, and she came out on top. She was the one. She knew she was the one.
But she
just waited on
it. But she didn't go after him when he was when other people liked him. I like that.
She split it. I know
she's
it sounded crazy,
girl.
But
no,
she said jerk.
Girl. That's
she's
the girl's girl.
There you go.
Yep. Amy's in Muskego this morning. Amy's going to be our tiebreaker.
Can't touch this.
Oh, Amy.
Hey, my love.
Good morning. All right, so we're split down the middle. Shannon said not the jerk. Audrey said jerk. Is Zena the jerk for going after the guy her friend likes?
Bye-bye. She's a jerk. That's girl code right there. Come on now.
Ooh.
She's a jerk.
You, okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. Audrey laid it all out. Like, I low-key kind of don't have nothing to say because that girl just, like, served that on
Snap.
A silver platter. Like,
swear.
Did, yeah.
Swear.
Absolutely
mm-hmm.
right. How are you going to go and get mad now when you done had all these years to try, dip, dabble, see if it's going to work?
mm-hmm.
And now because your little friend says that she likes him. Well, you can't do that.
You can't get territorial all of a sudden
no.
because somebody else
you
likes him.
You should have marked that a long time ago if
you
that was the case,
marked
okay?
Marked. You know what it is? Take
what?
It back
she
to
literally.
The take it back to
and
the 4K
the
days. Listen, take it back to the 4K days.
Yeah.
She's literally going, no, now you're playing with my toy. Now I want my toy back.
Yeah.
She's regressing to the 4Ks.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You can't. And this is the thing. I like kind of low-key feel like he might just friend zone her.
Well, somebody texted that in and said, what about the guy? What if he doesn't like Zena in that way? Now their friendship has changed forever.
Mm.
Right.
So
like,
if she,
that's the thing.
Like, why
if nothing's
happened
by now, he mm-hmm. probably don't see her in that way.
Yeah.
Or he's just a big old scary cat and don't want to tell her and do all that. But baby, if you like somebody, tell them, because tomorrow is not promised.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, so we're saying jerk today. We're saying jerk.
Sure.
Oh my goodness. Jerk. All right.
Break that code.
Stop trying to take other people's toys.
Code is code.
Literally.
We teach you when you're little.
We all start throwing sand in the sandbox real fast here.
Y'all are saying sharing is caring, huh?
Shout out to the girls who said jerk this morning. These are my people. We don't touch the dudes our girls
Absolutely.
Have marked their even if they don't like them, you back away.
It's decided, Zena. Yeah. You the jerk.
All right, girl. All right, thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Bye. Love you back.
Leave him alone, girl. Ooh. That's the deal. Now, we still have dumpster fire dating coming up, but let's do our Jonas Brothers tickets.
Right now?
Today is the last chance to win these.
It is. Right now.
They're coming to Fiserv Forum in how many days? Oh, 17.
Oof, the countdown.
November 20th, they're going to be at Fiserv, and we're giving you tickets right now. Last chance to win a pair. 414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to see the Jonas Brothers. Kiss FM. What do you mean, what do you got to do? We talked about this morning. You got a simp? You got to pursue us?
Give us free stuff?
Tell us how much you love us?
And then let us decide.
And then we'll tell you if we like you back.
That's what a man got to do, in case you were wondering, fellas.
Oh, man. 103.7 Kiss FM. Now, let's go to Darlene this morning, who's calling from Milwaukee. Darlene, good morning.
Good morning.
Guess where you're going.
Hoping the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, I was going to say work in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's not what we were going
to
say.
Have to work today?
I wouldn't be as excited about that.
No. No, you're going to the Jonas Brothers.
Get excited.
Woo! Yes, I am so excited.
Darlene, you are our last winner of the week, which means in 17 days, you will be seeing Nick, Joe, and Kevin at Fiserv Forum.
Oh, this is so exciting. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
Have you ever gotten a chance to see them before?
I have, but it was a long time ago. My girls were really, really young. So
how long they've been around.
Right, right.
Yeah. They were kids, and now they're not.
Grown. Now they got kids.
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, Darlene, congrats. Hold on. I got to get some info from you, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. Okay, thank you. And then at 8:40 this morning, we've got New Kids on the Block tickets.
Oh, in case you thought we were done. We not.
Nope. And next week, there'll be new tickets to a new concert, but I'm not going to say what yet. Just wait.
Don't tell him. Just wait. It's a secret.
Dumpster Fire Dating is coming up next. And this week, I actually might go out with someone new, but I need you to tell me if I should based on the messages he sent me last night.
Oh, this is a potential for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so this one's important implications involved.
Yeah, but the message you sent me may went,
No.
I was in until, I want you to, maybe I'm overreacting.
Okay.
Maybe I'm overreacting.
Well, let me break it down
next. Dumpster Fire Dating is next.
We'll laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
All right, DZ, I need your advice. We're actually going to role play one of my DMs today.
All right, I'm down.
I hope the guy doesn't mind. I don't really care if he does, though.
He said, I hope the guy doesn't matter.
This is a guy I met on an app. We transitioned over to Instagram. We followed each other so I could see his actual life and that he was real. We've been messaging.
You got to vet. I hear you.
I got to vet them. And now we're trying to make a time to meet up. I had already had a date with him 2 weeks ago and I canceled it because I was tired.
Got it.
And I really was tired I canceled it.
Yes.
Now here we are again, 2 weeks later, kid free. So we're going to read the DMs and I'm going to tell you where my issue is with this. Okay. So you start at the top. You be him. I'll be me.
I got you. Want to get together Saturday night?
Using that voice.
Oh, not that accent.
He's Latino, but stop using that voice.
Okay, got it. Okay. Want to get together Saturday night?
That sounds more like him in my mind. He said, okay, sorry.
So he says, you want to get together Saturday night?
And I say, possibly. I have that Friendsgiving early evening, and I might be a little liquored up, laughy face. What are you doing Friday night tomorrow?
I have plans. We can hang out liquored up. That would be fun.
To which I go, you're funny.
Why not? ?
So basically, he said, do you want to go out Saturday night, get together? I say, maybe, but I'm going to be with friends drinking all day at Friendsgiving. I'm probably going to be liquored up. So I'm thinking, absolutely not. To which he then says,
no.
Why not?
Why not? We could hang out liquored up. That would be fun.
It made me giggle. But then I went, wait, okay, what? Do I I want to go meet someone for the first time?
And liquored up?
After a day of drinking? Is this where we've landed with dating. Nobody cares anymore.
No.
Oh, my God.
I actually don't know how I feel about this.
To me, it feels like, well, he's just setting it up to be a bud, a friend, FWB.
Really?
I don't feel like we're setting up anything,
anything fruitful.
Meet you when we've been drinking later.
Yeah. And since you haven't.
On a first date? That's not a date.
I hear what you're saying.
That's not a date. Yeah, that's a meetup.
That's a meetup. Yeah.
It wasn't what I pictured.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
See, and I just thought he was keeping it light because you're the one that opened that door.
True.
Right?
True.
And he just kind of made a ha-ha. No, we could just hang out after that. I don't mind.
Well, and I don't know why I'm pushing back on it because I would like it to be more free-flowing with some of these guys I meet where we can become friends and hang out a little and I get to know them before anything evolves.
Yeah.
I kind of would I'd like to take that approach nowadays. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm sick of going on dates for no reason.
So maybe then, instead of a date, I mean, granted, it's still a quote-unquote date.
There's obviously an attraction.
You do treat it as a meetup, and you don't go into it going, well, we're going to have to learn. No. This is just the pre-vet. Because if you guys are both maybe a little loosey-goosey when you meet up, then the interest in the conversation is going to just flow.
See, this is, I knew the women would pick up on this, and the men probably are too. Allie, he just wants to, you know.
Of course. I mean, we ain't dumb.
They all do. And then somebody's saying he's just thinking he's getting lucky. Yes.
Yes. Not wrong. Yes. That's what exactly what he's thinking.
Or is it?
But is he wrong?
I don't know. I haven't met him. That's the problem.
I think this isn't bad.
But should I take it for what it is? Is it just fun? Is that what he's getting at? Or is it just a coincidence because I'm busy?
No. I think you need to take it for what it is. I feel like had you not been busy and wanted to make more of an event out of it, he'd be down. But since you opened the gate and went, I'm busy. I'm busy. I'm going to have been drinking with friends, yada, yada. He went, that's okay. We could do whatever.
Of course he is. It's like, Allie, drunk?
He said he's down to lateral.
I am fun.
This man can pivot. He don't care. He wanted to take you on a date.
Yeah.
But if you also just want to hang out after a night of or a day of
some
fun.
You know what? You're right. I opened the door. I did it to myself.
And he stepped through it.
Yeah. And Whitney and Whitewater texted in and said, hard pass. To me, it's a red flag. It is if I want more.
Yeah.
If I'm looking for something more, it's a red flag. But the problem is we don't know what we're looking for.
Exactly.
That's Allie's problem.
So it's a beige flag currently because we have no idea what it is.
We have no idea what we're doing.
And the reality is y'all haven't met, so you don't know if he's serious. You don't know if he's joking.
Well, I might not even like him. He might not like me.
Right.
That's the thing. When you meet people, that your chemistry, you see if you have it or not. That's why you have to meet in person.
I think it would be easier for you to at least just meet up, say what's up, and kick it for a little bit, not have to worry about the rest.
Okay, listen to this text. This is interesting. Somebody said if he was really interested, he would cancel his Friday night plans unless it's a funeral or a wedding. I disagree.
Mm.
I don't know him. I've never been out with him. We have plans all the time on our schedule for work, for friends, and I would not cancel plans with my friends for a dude.
Not for a first date.
Not for a first date. No way.
I hear that 100%.
He's allowed to be dating other people if that's what he's doing. I've never even met the guy.
Right.
I don't care if he's got a date on Friday, and he may have more of a relationship with that person, right?
Ooh, and then maybe a stronger connection.
You can date multiple people. It's 2023. Well, it's allowed.
It's open dating. It's not like you guys are in a committed relationship. Yeah. Like you said, you haven't met this dude.
I get what they're saying. He would get rid of everything, but I don't want I want someone who's got a life.
I want
someone who's got things going on.
You want to meet somebody before they start simping.
Thank you. You know what? That part. Problem solved.
That part right there, G.
Do I meet up with him after Friendsgiving on Saturday?
Yes.
Really?
I say yes, but do it in a free flow environment and bring friends. Don't just meet up with him. Tell him to bring somebody. Tell him it's already going to be an excursion.
Tell your friends to meet my friends and we can be friends.
That's, you
if
know,
you're cool.
That's what I'm saying, though. Be like, hey, one of my gal pals wants to tag along. You know, bring a friend. We could just hang out and make it just that, a hangout. Nothing more.
Okay, fine. I'm going to say, he said, why not? I'm going to write back. All right, I'll hit you up after Friendsgiving, maybe.
Let's go.
If I remember.
Keep your phone on.
See you when I see you. All right, thanks, DZ. We may actually have one I may meet up with.
Oh, I can't wait for Monday.
Oh, boy, me neither. All right, Kiss FM.
What's up? Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Do you think Matthew Perry's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame should be by the Friends cast?
Yes, I do.
I think so, too. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how many movies he did. That's what he's going to be known for. Mm-hmm. Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many movies Jennifer Aniston does. Friends is still going to be a huge part of her career, whether she likes it or not.
Yep.
All of them.
Everybody.
Well, now the family has to decide if that's where they want to put the star, because that's something they're going to have to decide. And we talked about how at the reunion, Matthew Perry made it sound like he doesn't talk to them really ever, which makes it even weirder.
Well, and I'm kind of surprised he doesn't already have a star.
That's what I thought. So I'm like, are they moving it to the same area as Courtney and Jennifer, Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston? Or are they going to just finally give him one?
Mm.
They said he was selected for a star in 2013, but the ceremony was never scheduled, and then it expired.
So he doesn't have a star.
He was supposed to get one, and he didn't do anything. He didn't, yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Or he wanted it, and they didn't give it to him. Because it says his PR firm nominated him, submitted, but then nothing happened, and then it expired. I wonder, that's weird.
I didn't know you had to, like, apply.
Well, that just shows how phony it is, that PR firms are applying to get a billboard basically on the Walk of Fame with your client's name on it. Right. Think about it. That's what they're doing.
No kidding. And if you've been to LA, you know the Hollywood Walk is
like, does anything surprise us now?
Ain't nothing but a sidewalk.
I was just watching the entire Real Housewives of New York reunion where they have this long talk about what an influencer is.
Mm.
Because one of the girls on the show, it's a new cast, is an influencer and makes a ton of money. And they kind of broke it down about how everybody calls themselves an influencer, but unless you really have a business like she does where you're making thousands and thousands money from and you have a staff, you're not an influencer.
You ain't influencing nobody.
You just call yourself one, right? So
I might as well call yourself a TikToker.
Yeah, honest to God, you know? So anyway, I don't know how I got on that tangent, but
but wait, do you think does the family really have a chance to say no, we don't want it next to the Friends cast?
Yeah, they really? Said that it's up to the family.
Wow.
So
dog.
They can decide where it's gonna go.
Well, hopefully
they have to put it Courtney and Jennifer. Come on.
That's the most logical thing. Even if they weren't all talking like that, like the story of the cast and the show as friends and as a whole will stand for the test of time. No matter what happened to them.
And by the way, how does one of the main characters on Friends not have a star on the Walk of Fame? That's even weirder to begin with.
That part.
Weird. Tickets to see New Kids on the Block coming up in 15 minutes or less.
Oh.
I'm proud of you for knowing the
don't
right
miss them. Ad lib. Nice. I said don't miss that. Freestyle.
Yours was better.
We acapella'd that together. What are you talking about, dog?
It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Now is the time in the show where I need the listener's advice, DZ.
What's going down?
Well, I'll tell you what's not going down. Allie's not ready for Friendsgiving tomorrow.
Friendsgiving? Who's ready for Friendsgiving, period? What do you talk tomorrow?
It's November 4th, and I have been invited to this Friendsgiving for like 2 months now. It's tomorrow.
Jeez, dog!
Well, they said November 4th, we're going to do Friendsgiving. And I went, yeah, cool, in November, and it's here.
Right. And now you're going, it's too early for this.
But it's not. It's not. Thanksgiving's in like 2-3 weeks.
I know it's not, but I just feel like I got to say that to make myself feel better.
Well, so I know. It's so crazy. So I'm opening up the group chat where we talk about Friendsgiving and what's happening because I don't have a plan yet.
What do you mean you don't have a plan yet? Friendsgiving is literally less than a day away at this rate.
Okay, here's what the host, Melinda, said.
Okay.
Shout out Melinda for hosting and her husband, Dee. She said, we're going to have ham,
yum.
Turkey,
yum.
Her cheesy potatoes, a few apps, veggies, wild rice. You're so bad. Wild rice.
Yum.
Pumpkin roll, and probably some other odds and ends. Basic booze, vodka, whiskey, rum. These are my people.
Sure,
see?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Beer, shot stuff, seltzers. But if you require anything else, feel free to BYOB.
Okay, I like that.
Also, bring your competitive side. We're doing darts, pigs, left, right, center, ping pong, whatever. Okay.
Oh, y'all are gaming too. Oh, this is a whole event.
It's going to be fun.
It's not just eating and kicking it. Y'all are making a whole Friendsgiving
out
of it.
It's Friendsgiving. So now that I've given you the menu, tell me what the hell to bring.
What? Oh, because you don't know what to bring.
No clue.
At all.
No clue. And you don't show up to Friendsgiving with nothing. That's tacky.
Nah,
or you don't
that.
Go.
Well, it's Friendsgiving. Everybody brings a dish to pass usually.
What do I bring? I'm going to bring a bottle of booze, obviously.
Well, yeah, I feel
that's
you.
That's the base level.
That feels like the generic
the
thing
generic
to grab.
Thing to grab in hand.
When you stop at the store real quick before you get there.
But I need to bring a dish.
You want to make something.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's got to be something I can eat with everybody else.
Right, right.
So what's your suggestions? You're the food guy. You want a food truck one day.
I got you.
Ooh, what?
I got you. So something that I know you can eat, buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, I love buffalo. buffalo chicken dip, and I haven't made it in years because I eat everybody else's.
Go to
DZ, buffalo. That was like a duh.
Buffalo chicken dip, because that's the one thing I didn't hear. Odds and ends, apps, yada yada.
Everybody
yada.
Loves it.
Everybody always goes crazy.
And then they use chips. I use veggies. I just use celery and eat it like it's going out of style.
Because you don't got to worry about the chicken, and you don't got to worry about the buffalo sauce.
Buffalo chicken dip is totally keto friendly.
That's all good. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm because obviously I'm trying to think of something that you can also enjoy. One. Buffalo chicken dip. I don't want to say I already won,
you
but
did.
Well, I feel like that's a good suggestion.
I was thinking like a, you know, just like a meat and cheese tray. Things I would eat that I would eat that everybody eats. A
little charcuterie board.
Yeah, because I feel like that's a nice thing to bring because it's not cheap to go get meat and cheese. Right. And then you're kind of giving back a little.
But hear me out. Wow. That feels too common, too generic, and you won't be the only one.
Everybody does that. You're right.
It's the cop out now. The charcuterie boards are popping. They have been popping for a couple years, so everybody goes, "I'm gonna bring a cheese and meat platter."
Touche. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
When I'm right, I'm right.
You're right.
Don't happen often, but when I am.
So wait, are you saying buffalo chicken dip is your final answer?
Well, yeah, because it was either going to be that or something you can't eat. Because I was going to say bacon mac and cheese.
And then what am I bringing that for?
Right.
That makes no sense.
Then everybody else can enjoy, and you don't get to taste none of that.
Buffalo chicken dip was a solid one. I'm gonna take your texts and your calls and your suggestions for what I should bring to Friendsgiving. DZ, you brought it with that suggestion.
If you think you could beat my suggestion, please call 414-533-1037.
I don't know if they can at this point, but everybody has a dish.
Everybody got to go to.
I could make a green bean casserole that's allowed.
Don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that.
I love green bean. You don't like green bean casserole?
Don't do that to people.
Why?
I don't know, man. I got to love hate for green bean casserole. It either tastes really good
or
somebody
bad.
Don't know how to make it.
I agree. You have to literally bury it in cheese.
Yes.
In order for it to be good.
You got to not taste the green beans as much, basically.
Well, you're a green bean hater, are you?
No. That's
Rude.
Not what I said. That's
I
not
love
what I
green
said.
Beans. Oh, my gosh. He's like, don't bring that white people dish.
Yeah, green bean. Well, the casserole.
Don't bring
part.
That bland white people dish. Just say it, DZ. Say what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking.
You said it for me.
Damn it. What if I put adobo?
Oh, then I'm in.
In the green bean casserole.
I'm 100% in. Then yes, I'm in. Yes. Bring the green bean adobo dish. Bring the adobo roll. The green bean adobo roll.
We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM. I get it. A lot of people are struggling to talk about Thanksgiving. You guys, it's November. I'm sorry. We're here, you guys. We're here.
I'm not ready for the conversation, but Allie, you're a trailblazer because you're not wrong. It's any day now and we just got to get to it.
We have to deal with the fact that it's happening in a few weeks. And if you don't know what you're doing or where you're going, like we have no idea.
I know.
DZ's just trying to have a baby.
I know.
He's not even thinking about Thanksgiving.
At all, actually.
I don't blame you.
Not even in the least.
Honestly.
I got to call my mom and tell her we might not even make it, dog. I ain't even going to count.
My sister's like, you gonna go to Florida for Thanksgiving? I go, I don't know. Like, that's where, I mean, it's in weeks.
I don't know.
I don't, probably not. To see mom and dad? Probably no. Oh, it's happening. Okay, so what should I bring to Friendsgiving tomorrow? That is the question. I loved your buffalo dip suggestion.
It's a heavy hitter.
Buffalo chicken dip.
I dare somebody to go, I don't like buffalo chicken dip. Cat,
please.
You just haven't had the right dip.
I did see people texting in deviled eggs, which I love, but not everybody loves deviled eggs. And their work.
I do love me some deviled eggs, but they're hard work eggs. And not everybody likes them. You're mm-hmm. right. You're right.
It's for sure. Saucy Sandra's on the phone.
I'm different. Yeah,
Sandra.
Hey there. Hey.
Hey,
Happy
girl.
Friday.
Hey, girl. What should I bring to Friendsgiving?
I think you should bring a bowl. A charcuterie board,
which is what
yes.
you said, DZ, you didn't like.
I didn't. No, Saucy.
It's so basic.
Okay, yes. No, but the balls is
hold on, Sandra.
Different.
You're cutting out. You're cutting
yeah,
out, babe.
You're cutting out so bad.
Sorry.
It's okay.
The balls charcuterie okay. board.
Charcuterie board. You, DZ says everybody does a charcuterie board, but
yeah,
it really
no,
is
not
fun.
A ball.
A ball charcuterie
What's
board.
A ball?
I don't know what a ball charcuterie
yes,
board is.
With meatballs. So you oh. get barbecue. Meatballs, you get the cream of mushroom meatballs. Oh, those are
okay.
so good.
Okay, hold on.
She had me at balls. Okay. Listen.
Yes.
Pause. Now she's on to something, though, because that's a different. Like, you're not just doing the traditional
fresh
meat
take.
And cheese fresh take.
Bingo.
It's like a dessert charcuterie board. You bring a bunch of different desserts on one. Ooh.
You could do that, or you could do meatballs.
Okay, yeah. Saucy. Now you've convinced me.
Okay.
Now you convinced
yes.
me.
Technically, you're just taking a board and putting stuff on it. That's what
fine.
A charcuterie board is. You pick your theme.
That's fine.
My theme is balls.
Only you two. Saucy, get out of here.
We like balls. Leave us alone. All right, Saucy.
Meatballs. Meatballs.
That's what I meant. Meatballs.
Yes, yes.
Bye,
yes.
Saucy.
Bye, Saucy.
Bye. Much love.
Much love. Let me read some of the texts before we get to the next call. Bacon and cheese, mashed cauliflower. I can make a mean. You would think it was mashed potatoes with how much butter and stuff I put into it.
That is a good one.
I can do it if I put enough unhealthy ingredients in it and you'd like it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm with it.
Somebody said keto pumpkin cheesecake. I hate cheesecake. I know other people love it. Not a fan.
And if it's not something you're going to like, why would you bring it?
I don't do cheesecake. Right? Somebody said ham cheese, ham cream cheese and pickle roll-ups, which they call Wisconsin sushi. I love those, but no.
They call that Wisconsin sushi?
I've never
sushi?
Heard it called that, but I love ham cream cheese and a pickle roll-up.
I guess I'm not going to disagree, because when you say Wisconsin sushi, I guess that's the only thing I can picture.
What were you going to say?
I do got another one for you.
What is it?
I know I had a winner already picked, but double up if you want to bring more than one thing.
No, but what do you got?
Some bacon-wrapped asparagus.
Yum. Ooh, I would be down for that.
Come on now. You throw it in the oven, let it get all crispy.
Well, Tony's calling from Racine. I have no idea what he's going to suggest for Thanksgiving.
He's going to say, bring him.
He probably is.
Tony,
are you the dish? Are you the snack?
I have a whole dish.
He said, baby, I ain't a snack. I'm the meal. I'm the encore.
Tony, what should I bring to Friendsgiving this weekend?
All right. I know it's different. Not a lot of people really know about them, but I think they're sausage bites. So like Italian sausage, and you deep fry. You cut them up into pieces and you deep fry them.
Whoa, hold on.
You had me at sausage. I'm not kidding. I love Italian sausage.
And then he said deep fry.
Do you know what else he has me thinking about? The when you put sausage in a mushroom, that's easy too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a mushroom app.
Like a little, like a little sausage snack mushrooms. Bite. Sausage and mushrooms, right. Put it in the cap and then it sits all perfect. Ooh, I've seen those too.
Oh, good. Those and it's good. Easy to make.
It is easy to make. All you do is cut up some sausage, throw it in the fryer, done.
What fryer?
Yeah, if you look up brat bites, you'll see a bunch of different recipes, but man, they are amazing. And a lot of people don't even know what they are because who's had a battered meat before?
Right.
Not meat, but battered meat.
Well, I can't have the batter. I mean, I can have fried stuff as long as there's no batter. Like, you know what I mean?
Is there a batter replacement? Can you use like coconut flour maybe?
Oil. You'd use oil, I guess.
Oil?
You could use oil.
Yeah, because you could think, I'm thinking about
different
using
ways
a...
Of, yeah, there's different ways of
fried
making it.
Fried and breaded are different, right? Think about that.
Yeah.
Breaded and fried are not the same. They go together, but they don't.
He's thinking deep fried, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It gets weird when you start deep frying. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, is it battered or is it just fried, right?
Mm. You'd have to just do it fried.
I see beer brat bites, though. Yeah. You can cut up any type of meat and I would eat it, okay? You don't even have to fry it.
Dog, you don't even got to cut it. Just hand it over.
With my hand. You're not wrong, honestly. All right, Tony. Well, thanks for the suggestion.
No problem. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Later, fam.
I see all of the texts coming in. Somebody said, just go get a chicken Caesar salad from Cheesecake Factory and show up. They'll think this is the size of my head. Somebody else said, spinach dip. You could do that.
Oh, a little spinach dip. Mm-hmm. That's always a classic.
DZ, you had me a buffalo chicken dip, though.
Did I win?
You did.
Let's go.
I think you did. And a bottle of booze. Yeah, we got to give away New Kids on the Block tickets. So let's play a little boo thing and give these away.
Don't tell me what a good time.
Caller 25, you're going to see New Kids on the Block when they come to town next summer. 414-533-1037. Last chance today. They go on sale today, so you'll be the last one to win them before you can buy them. Kiss FM. Somebody's going to see New Kids on the Block when they come to town at American Family Insurance Amphitheater next summer, August 24th.
Is it going to be you?
Tickets officially go on sale today.
You're welcome.
Mariana's in Racine. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning.
You want to go see New Kids on the Block?
I do.
Oh, are you a blockhead, as I just learned is the term?
Yes, me and my mom.
Her mom, yes.
The lineage is strong, huh?
You know how it's always like parents calling in to win for their kids? It's like a daughter calling in to take her mom to the show.
Well, because you know at one point, mother took her to a show.
Well, you're going to see New Kids on the Block.
Hey!
Woo!
Thank you. You're
so welcome. You and your mom, and then Paula Abdul will be there. DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Just a couple cherries on top.
Mm-hmm. Tickets go on sale today. All the details on our website, 1037. KissFM.com.
She said, I'm so excited.
Yay!
I love it.
Hey, Mariana, hold on. We got to get more info. We're happy that you're excited, girl.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.